Last Word on Today FM.
Thank you very much for coming in earlier, Andy O'Donoghue. And you have lots of items for us for travel. Can I go to backpacks first? Because I think this has become the thing for so many people now, carrying stuff around in a backpack. And often because as well, if you're going on a short trip on your holidays, the backpack will fit into the Ryanair-sized yoke for actually measuring how much luggage you're carrying. You've got a few for us. They aren't the cheapest, but anyway, start with the Samsonite Biz2Go BP Day Trip Backpack.
And you're right, Matt, and the reason so many of these backpacks now are expensive is because the big luggage makers like Samsonite really embraced this, I suppose, opportunity, because they're ideal for weekends away, or you can pack enough in a backpack these days for a week away. Well, certainly I can. However, Samsonite make the Biz2Go Day Trip, and it is very cool. It's very stylish, but very practical, and it's got compartments for your laptop and your tablet and your phone, and there's a USB charging port, so it's rigged up for you to put your own charger in, and so you can stay connected on the go. Sleek, modern design makes it perfect for business travellers primarily, but also even commuting. However, for somebody who's going away on holiday, it costs, there's a range of them. They start at about €170. They go up to about €300. But a Samsonite product, it is really well made, and it will probably last you a decade or more.
Well, that's it. I actually have, I'm not sure which type it actually is, but I've got one for the last 18 months or so for carrying around on a daily basis, laptop and things like that, and iPad, and the zips are very good. Whereas, you know, how many bags you get, the zips go, and then you're bothering all the rest of it. But you do have a cheaper one, an airbag backpack.
And Airbag are really good at this as well. This, I came across one, and they have, you know what I like about them, Matt? They have great colours, really kind of cool new colours, in the same way that, you know, cars are now in those retro kind of duck blue and various colours that we saw years ago. Airbag have done the same with their backpacks. This has really nice, it's got anti-theft features built in, very sleek, very modern looking as well. And again, USB charging port, which is hidden, water resistant material, which I think is really important. If you plan on carrying a laptop or phone or an iPad or something, it has to be water resistant. And so again, kind of nice for commuting, but also for travellers. This bag is organised really well. So when you open the main part of it, everything is accessible. And that's really good, particularly at airports going through security. Oh, you need to take out laptops. Sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. So it enables you to find your stuff and get it out really quick. About €140.
When you say anti-theft features, what do you mean?
It has. So there are various bags like this advertise anti-theft features. So some of them have something that connects to your phone, and if it moves out of your vicinity, you get a beep. Some of them have these wire cables, and they have little hooks on them so that you can attach it to wherever you are. Things like that. They start, when you add anti-theft features, they start about €20 extra. But if you add something like the app enablement, that costs about €100.
Okay, what about turning your existing backpack into a sort of a smart one?
And I will confess, this is what I've done. I have a North Face bag that I really like, that I've had for a couple of years. And it has a laptop compartment, but it also has a phone compartment. So what I did was I got myself a good charger, a good anchor charger. I popped that into the bag. I cut a couple of little holes so that I have two USB charging cables. So my laptop charges while it's in my bag. I also put in a little thing for wired headphones in case I run out of battery. So you can do all of that. Essentially, DIY smart backpack. If you look these up and you try to buy them, they will cost you about €200. And we've looked at a couple. You buy a North Face bag or another type of bag for €50 or €60, and add your own charger, add your own cables, and it'll do the job just as well.
Okay, now let's go to chargers. And this is a big thing for people who are travelling. And, you know, they might end up in a situation where a number of devices run low on power at the same time, and they can only actually charge one at a time. But you have an expensive looking yoke, the Anker Prime Power Bank 27. Tell us about this and what it'll be able to do for you.
If a portable charger can be beautiful, this is truly beautiful. And it's shaped, it's kind of a cube shape, and it has a massive capacity, 27,000 milliamps, more, 27,500 milliamps. What that means, you need about 20,000 milliamps to charge a laptop properly. But what this enables me to do, and this is the charger that I use in my backpack, it will charge a laptop and a phone at the same time. And so you get high-speed charging for all your electronics, phones, tablets, etc. But what I really like about it is it has a display, so this little LED display, and it shows real-time battery status, shows the input and output wattage, so while you're charging the charger, you know how it's doing, and it gives you estimated charging time. So it is the most sophisticated charger I've seen. It's you'll get them on offer for about 120 euros, but it is the king of chargers. And for holidays, if you're running out of headphone power, or you're running out of laptop, or one of the kids, oh, the Wi-Fi's gone, my phone's gone, you can charge everything at the same time.
Okay, is it big and bulky though?
No, it's not. It's about, it's smaller than a car, about the same size as a small carton of milk. It's that kind of size.
Okay, and then you have, which is definitely much more expensive, the Solus Pro 5G hotspot and power bank with lifetime data.
So that's the important bit about this. People will often bring their phones on holiday. If you're outside of the EU, you do have potential roaming charges, and significant. And also, you know, you might have limits, fair use limits with your provider. So should you think about bringing a proper Wi-Fi hotspot that will power the family and give them Wi-Fi while you're on holiday? Solus are the best company who make these dedicated hotspots. The reason I like them, Matt, is that the Solus Pro 5G, so you will get 5G signal, so you'll get super fast broadband wherever you are, but you get lifetime data when you buy this. And it costs about 360 euros. They do have other models available, but it also has a really big battery, and you'll get 48 hours of use. So if you're camping or out in the wilds, it will help you stay connected for extended trips.
Okay, you have a cheaper version as well, though.
And so the Solus Hero, which is really good, about half the price, just less than half the price. Whereas the 5G hotspot will give you connection for 20 devices. I mean, so that's a class trip, let alone a family. Whereas the Solus Hero allows you to connect 10 devices. It's not 5G. It's got a decent battery. You'll get 10 devices connected for about 18 hours of constant Wi-Fi use. But it's very rugged and water resistant. So if you're at the beach or you're by the pool, it's a really nice option.
Okay. Now, also, if you're on travel on your holidays, taking photographs, so many people use their phones now, but you're still a bit of a fan, aren't you, for using cameras or other devices?
I like the cameras. I like the DJI and the Osmo and little cameras like that, and GoPros, of course. However, Insta360 is a brand that's really made a big impression over the last few years. And they have a truly brilliant action cam. It's called the Go 3. Comes with 128 gigabytes of memory. And it's a really nice camera. And it's got 360-degree stabilization. So you wear it, you clip it on your helmet or using one of the straps onto your chest. So it's waterproof. So if you're kayaking or even if you're swimming, and there are also magnetic mounting options, so you can put it on a mountain bike or something like that. And 128 gigabytes is plenty of room. You'll get hours of footage, and it's brilliant. It's kind of advertised for vloggers, but really for travelers getting in and out of the water, doing stuff like that. It also has a little attachment, which is very cool, with a little screen, so you can look remotely at what's going on. So if you've got one of the kids out swimming in the water or in a kayak, you can see that on the remote screen and kind of direct the shot. Brilliant for vloggers, but honestly, Matt, great fun.
You've got a couple of beauty products. I'm surprised at you, Andy, but I suppose we have to keep everybody involved. Tell us about the Light Salon Boost LED mask.
I don't know why you're surprised. I'm interested in my skin. But there are beauty products, gadgets are a big business, and they really, really, you know, you see lots of them sold at the airport. Not that innovative, the ones we tend to see at airports, but there are a few you can buy. The Light Salon Boost LED mask is really, really clever, and it uses red and near infrared light therapy to rejuvenate skin, reduces fine lines, and promote collagen production. However, it is tiny, and it will fit neatly into your carry-on luggage. And so what you do tend to see is women carry them on board and they put them on, and essentially as a means of getting over the jet lag look. That's why people love them. They're not cheap. This is about €450, but I spoke to somebody about this and they said, yeah, it is salon quality. There's no doubt about it. So if you are concerned about skincare, great thing to have in the case.
Skin fatigue because of a flight. Huh. And then getting rid or sorting out your hair, the Drybar Double Shot Blow Dryer Brush.
Okay, so this, I have to say, this is clever. And I remember testing the new Dyson hairbrush. At the time, my hair was very short, so it was kind of useless for me, even though a brilliant dryer. However, the Drybar is very clever, but it's because it combines a blow dryer and a round brush, so you can dry and style your hair at the same time. It's very compact, about €150. I've seen it in pharmacies around the city. And you get, the idea is you get that kind of salon quality hair at home, but you get it the hour after you get off the plane before you go out and have a drink. It's very cool.
Okay, one last one. And I always laugh at some of the bottles, water bottles you come in, smart water bottles. The Hydrate Spark Pro Smart Water Bottle. A water bottle for €80. Come on, Andy.
Again, I am concerned about hydration and not the hydration after 6 p.m. that we tend to do on holiday. But smart water bottles are a thing. It's quite a big market. You'll see them for sale in all of the tech shops. And the Hydrate Spark is a good one. It's got a built-in sensor and it syncs with an app. And basically, it looks at you, looks at your physicality and also your activity, and it ensures that you drink water regularly. And the idea is simply to help you stay hydrated, particularly if you get off a long-haul flight, you're going to be dehydrated. So if you want to stay on top of hydration needs, especially on the go, and you forget to drink water when you're out.
You feel thirsty, Andy, and you'll take a drink.
But you don't, Matt. You're often busy doing other stuff. Yes, I know €80 is expensive for a smart water bottle. But Matt, for the nerds in the audience, it's a nice thing.
There's a few other things you had earlier I'd be far more interested in than that. Thank you very much, Andy O'Donoghue, for joining us for Tech Thursday.
The Last Word on Today FM.